The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Short!
How are you?
Do you want to sit there so you can see them? Yeah, that's very rude to have
your back. At least he hasn't got me doing press ups or doing other things.
How are you?
Very good, thank you very much. Yeah,
I saw your picture on a poster there last night. You're in the Landmark in Carrigashannon.
In Carrigashannon, yeah. Not till March, though, I think, is it?
Oh, is it? Right, is it? Yeah.
Great Christmas present, though, if you want to give someone.
What's the current show? What's the?
It's kind of an odd one to talk about, really.
Is it right? Yeah. So you prefer not to?
Well, no.
Pat Short.
I get you. This happens every time. It's just for anyone listening that hasn't heard about it. It's one of those weird ones. It's called Selfie. It's kind of loosely based around kind of selfies a little bit.
Right.
But you see, I got a phone call. I was in New York all summer working. I got a phone call from all the promoters and around the country saying, what's the name of the show? And I hadn't it written right. And so I said, Selfie. So the show's nothing to do with Selfie. It was a good title at the time. It's loosely based around Mossy Burke, this character who's a singing undertaker, and he recalls his favourite funeral that kind of launched him into the entertainment business.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So he sings at a funeral.
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't at all.
Okay. You're not giving away too much.
No, you have to kind of come and see it. But okay. What happens is, like, at all shows, the venue turns into a funeral.
Yeah.
And the audience become part of the mourners and everything else. Right, the whole place. Yeah, so he kind of goes a bit mad.
So it sort of echoes of a bit of a do.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's kind of, that's the style of what I do, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
I remember going to a bit of a do in, where was it? Tivoli. Was it? Tivoli.
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
It started in Andrews Lane, and then it kind of, you know, grew. Olympia, Tivoli. We even did a National Stadium one time.
Did you?
Yeah, that was, I think it was 2,500 people a night at that for a couple of nights.
Amazing show.
It was a great show. Yeah, yeah.
And you didn't take, yourself and John didn't take a break at the interval because you went among us.
Yeah, this show is kind of similar in that sense. You don't take a break during the interval. It's kind of, the interval becomes part of the show as well.
Yeah. And then you stood up. Was it you or John stood up as everyone was coming back to their seats, as you were doing a sort of a sound check for the band.
Oh, that was me. Yeah.
Oh, there's I'm Miss Murphy. How long are you home for? Yeah, there you go. Well done. Yeah.
I do it better than you.
Yeah. It was a lot funnier when you did it.
An awful lot funnier when I did. But it was a nice try.
But I think that part of it is, though, that people are on edge, and that makes them laugh sort of nervously as well as affectionately. And
yeah, but it also kind of reminds them of the kind of a country funeral. Like, I mean, a country funeral is one of the best things you can ever go to. I mean, I've been to a couple of great ones, and I remember only once doing it. Did you ever go to a funeral that you didn't know anyone at it just for the crack?
Oh yeah,
funeral crashing.
But I was there. I think it was 7:30 mass, so I was going to mass anyway.
And
And then I said to this person, who died? Oh God! The reaction I got.
You serious?
What are you doing here if you don't know who died?
Yeah,
I said, well, I'm going to mass. A row started, like as if they had a monopoly on the church that particular night. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, that's not funny either. I will continue to be unfunny while you be funny. Okay.
Well, no, I used to know a guy who was a publican, and he used to look up on a Monday if it was kind of dead day and nothing happening, a good funeral in the area, and he'd head off to it, and I went with him to one. Most amazing thing I've ever seen. He showed me how to be seen at a funeral, which is a really important thing to do. If you're a business person in the area, you want to be seen, you want to get in, you want to get out, so everyone sees you. So he did the most amazing stunt ever. As the coffin was coming out of the hearse, just going into the church, he lunged out to shake hands with the fellow who was at the back and one of the family members, and they turned around to him, wondering what was going on. The coffin took a little bit of a dip, and there was a commotion. And of course, everyone looked, what's going on? And he was stuck in the middle of it.
And then he just
able to walk away then after that, yeah. Jenny, everyone saw it was brilliant.
So you're all around the country with that?
So yes.
Selfie.
Yes,
yeah. Did you see these new things, selfie stick?
Oh, I did. I've seen them. I saw them on the tour buses in America. And
yeah.
People have them all. It's the weirdest looking thing, yeah.
You must get caught all the time, though. People coming up to you, selfie.
You do. I say, I don't mind anyone take a photograph. But when someone comes up and says, can I get a photograph? You say, yeah. Then they try to switch it on and they look for the button and the thing, and it's about, somebody just did it there a minute ago. And it take about 20 minutes to take the photograph.
Do you know where to look, though? I don't know. Where do you look on the camera?
The selfie one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always look at yourself, and of course, that's the wrong place. It's like, yeah.
You're looking at yourself to see if you look okay.
I wouldn't.
Short would make a great spy. He'd tell you fucking nothing.
And, I don't know why you keep having me on. Trying to get it out of me, aren't you?
We were down in Castle Martyr. We were staying in Castle Martyr.
Oh, yeah.
We passed by your pub.
Beautiful spot. You didn't go in, no?
No, we had to go to bed early.
There you go.
But it looks lovely.
It is lovely. If you go in, it's even nicer. Leave a few bob over the counters.
The next time.
Yeah,
the next time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We were down there. I slept in Beyonce's bed.
Go away.
Yeah, and who else has slept in there? Bill Clinton had slept in the same bed as well. No, Bill Clinton. Who was it? Bill Clinton, yeah, and Bruce Springsteen has slept. You must sleep in famous beds here when you go around touring, do you?
I once had Frankie Sheehan stay in my house, and I put him in the young fella's room. And the young fella's only 8, and I said, now you can go to school in the morning and say, you had a hooker in the bed with you.
He plays for Munster. He was just in case. So we were doing well. We started off on Monday. We stayed in the 19th Lodge in Ballybunion, and seemingly Ian Woosnam, the golfer, had slept in the bed. And then on Tuesday night, it was Beyonce, Bruce Springsteen, and Bill Clinton, and maybe Kim and Kanye. They wouldn't confirm or deny it. Now you're the perfect man.
We've had
now
them all into the pub.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been told.
You weren't there.
No, I wasn't there for any of them. But I know definitely Jay-Z was in. And
that's Beyonce's fella.
Yeah, she wasn't in, but he was in.
Right.
With some people. And, it was also, I can't remember.
Were Kim and Kanye in the area, do you think?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You haven't signed any contract of secrecy or anything like that.
I was in America when it happened, but I got a tweet of a photograph of the two of them walking past the front of the pub.
Did you?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was them or not. It looked like them.
Give us a look at it.
I'll be here all day trying to look at it.
No, because I don't believe you.
I will.
It's odd. We were in Castle Martyr, right? And all the staff had the same line. So they were telling us, oh yeah, you're staying in that place, and you know the boss, Bruce Springsteen, stayed in, and Beyonce stayed in, and Bill Clinton stayed in. And I said, well, did Kim and Kanye? And they all said exactly the same thing. If they were here, they would have slept in that bed. So they weren't saying yay or nay. Very clever.
Bruce Springsteen was definitely there. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a party there, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely in the hotel, all right. Gosh, I don't know. I'm not sure some of the other ones.
Right.
I can't find it. I'm not
crazy. Nah, go on, you chance.
No, seriously, I will find it for you.
It's mad the way we get excited about people like this.
I mean, they didn't come into the pub and spend a penny or nothing like that. So, or I don't know if they did any shops. So.
Yeah.
What good were they to the place? Very Irish attitude, isn't it?
Didn't spend any money. I don't care if they're there or not. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm always reluctant to ask you this question. So you're touring,
yes.
And what else? Because the last time you were meetings about movies and all sorts of things, and
they're still going on.
No,
I can't really talk about it.
Well, you can talk about this. I read there in the papers over the weekend that Brendan Gleeson may be up for an Oscar for Calvary. Cavalry, always get it wrong.
Do you know, I didn't hear that, but I did hear that I did a film with Brendan called Song of the Sea, which is an animation, and I did hear that's hotly tipped for an Oscar.
Is it a short or a feature length?
No, it's a feature length. It's the same guys who were nominated before.
Oh, the Book of Kells Well, not the Book of Kells. What was it called?
It was called the Book of Kells.
Based in Kilkenny.
I didn't hear about Calvary now, but I'm not surprised. Calvary was a fantastic performance.
And you were in scenes with him, so...
Yeah.
They were saying, the guys who were writing it, and they know more about it than me, that his performance was very understated.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't go for that sort of thing. They prefer you to be sort of...
Okay.
You know, as if you're really acting.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, you'd know more about that than you better ask him how to get 5 days out of a chicken.
I told you to say it out of a sausage earlier on.
It's the secret of Kells was that one, yeah. Has Pat anything coming up that he can't talk about? You see, you have a reputation.
I have two projects I can't talk about.
Have you?
Yeah, I do genuinely.
Okay, let's see if we can... Are they big screen or small screen?
One is one of each, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like... Are any of them with the small screen?
I'm not going to talk about it because I mean,
I know, but would it be serious if it does happen?
Yes, and one no.
See, obviously something happens when you go to Castle Martyr. You can't answer a question with a yes or no. That's what happens, isn't it? It's the Castle Martyr thing.
It's the Castle Martyr rub. Yes.
Yeah. Now this is really special, right? Because I've been reading recently that the breakfast roll man is back and alive and kicking. Some guy sent us a text to say they spotted six guys in a deli in Camden Street getting six breakfast rolls recently. So it's a good sign for the economy.
Got down in Cork as well.
So we thought we'd resurrect the whole thing, and you're going to sing it with the lads from Swing Cats. Have you done your rehearsal?
We did a small rehearsal. I mean, the boys are not a bother. It's me. Whenever I say I have no guitar with me, so I can't. I can never. never remember the lyrics when I haven't got a guitar, but I give it a shot.
Can we print it? Can we print you off the lyrics?
We'll print it.
We can do that, you see, modern technology. Okay, so we're going to print off the...
I know it, but it's good to have a backup, yeah.
Okay, we'll print them off, yeah. For the moment, Pat, thank you very much. We're taking a commercial break, and we're back with the Swing Cats and Pat Short singing the Breakfast Roll song. Here we go.
Thank you.
Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding helpful people.
Welcome back. The lads are practicing away there. We'll get to them in a moment. Go and get yourself a nice cut of beef from Dougie Boyd's Butchers. He raises and slaughters his own cattle. The meat is something to behold. He also makes his own very fine sausages. And go left out of Lena's and head towards the bridge. He's just past the little church across the road. Sorry for the email. I ran out of credit. That's Kieran and Ennis. And Pat Short and John Kenny gave us a lift 20 years ago on their way to Tralee. Great crack. Gave us tickets for the show that night. Thanks, lads, says Moya. And do you remember playing the... Where is it now here? Was it the Bull Ring in Kilmallock? Bit of a do in the Bull Ring, yeah. And got to see Pat's new show in the Glen Centre recently. The funeral scene is so funny. Have you signed the book? That's part of it, obviously, yes. I got to meet Pat in Herity's afterwards. Such a gentleman. My dad never smiles in photos, but he smiled for a photo with Pat. And Mary and Martin are still with us. There's still lovely texts coming in, Mary McAleese. I met Mary's mother on her honeymoon in Rome in 2005. And I told her she must be so proud of Mary. And she said, I'm so proud of all my kids. Lovely mother to have, says Jim and Carlos. There's a nice memory there. And love Pat's laugh. It's contagious, and he's my no strings, says Ashling. So what do you think?
What's that?
You know what a no strings
is? No,
I
have no idea.
Ah, you do. Don't be so coy. I'm not going to explain it to you. We had Gene Simmons from Kiss on earlier on. I made a hames of that, so I'm not going to go there. I'll tell you off air.
I'll tell you what I'm doing off air next week.
How do you think this is going to go?
What?
How do you think this is going to go?
I'm not too sure, but we're going to give it a shot anyway.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Swing Cats are back with Pat Short and the Breakfast Roll song. Go ahead.
When I wake up in the morning, I had to jump straight out of bed. Grab a hold of me luminous jacket and shake off me old porter head. Have a time for the fancy breakfast, I put mostly in the bowl. Just head to the Stenhill garage for the jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two sausage, two rich, two bacon, two pudding, one black, one white. All stacked like a tower on top of each other, rolled up good and tight. If you have some tea, the milk's over there, fine sugar in the bowl. Says she, do you want some sauce? And that says, I do, am I roll? Well, whether you're the chippy or the plumber or a biggie or a team just down the road, or a shower of lads come back from the rise in the crowd or on your own. If you're walking up a ladder or peeling a big splatter or find yourself digging in a hole, there's no sight better than melt and butter on the jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two such, two rest, two bacon, two put one black or white. All stick like a tower on top of each other, rolled up good and tight. If you're having some tea, the meat's over there, you find sugar in the bowl. Say, she, do you want some sauce? And that says, I do my roll. Well, just the other day, after we rolled in tea, we go on off a leg. Well, I went to the doctor, says he, that's an artery blocking. You're having every morning for break. I know there's somebody worse than that first lens, but just, it isn't Bob Dylan, you're listening. You're in leagues from now, guys. So, change your lifestyle, you have to walk away. Might see the dietitian, you all know. But I can't be head to say, two ready eggs on a jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two such, two rash, two bacon, two put one black on white. I'll stack like a tower on top of each other, rolled up good and tight. If you have some tea to make it over there, you're gonna ahead of me, lads, fair lady. I'm only catching up with you. Oh, there's a jumbo breakfast roll. Sad verse coming here now. Sad verse, slow down. Now the years have passed on, and my life has changed. Now I'm a different man. I'm after losing 3 stone, doing a line with a girl called Joan, and we're both vegetarian. Now my blood sugar levels are good to go, my cholesterol is low. But in the morning I'd sell my soul just to sit outside any Max or Limo Shell Statile Focord. I need a jumbo breakfast roll. Do eggs, do such, do stew, bacon, do fun, one black or white. I'll stick like a tower on top of each other, round of good and tight. In the empty, I'll never forget it. I got all excited.
Ah, that was great. I prefer that version of it.
With the lyrics in front of me, I couldn't remember.
Pat Short and the Swing Cats. And the Swing Cats are in the Button Factory when, lads? Just to give us 18th. The 18th of December. And you can download the History of Swing on iTunes as well. That's it. Thanks very much to Dear Jana Starr for opening up their doors to us this morning in Lena's Tea Rooms and making us feel so welcome. Lovely coffee, lovely cakes, and lovely company as well. And somebody says, couldn't be more surreal, Pat Short and Gene Simmons on the same show and throw in a former president of Ireland. And you got really surreal there. It is one of the most surreal shows I've ever done. It's up there with Yesterday. So that's it from us. We're broadcasting live from Nelly's in Dublin tomorrow morning from 9. Dermot and Dave are on the way. We will say goodbye from Carrigan Shannon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.